Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the I am statements of Jesus and the verses surrounding these statements. I want to remind you again, you can go to ronmoore.org for more resources. We have some a daily message there, some other things that that you can check out, and we'll be adding to that in the next few weeks or maybe a couple months, and just watch as that grows and gets a little easier to use and better for you as you navigate our website. John 15, 3 and 4, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in the vine. Jesus is that true vine from which we have life. He's the one who transforms us. In the previous verses in this passage, John 15, 3 and 4, Jesus explained the spiritual life using the analogy of a vine and branches. The vine gives life to the branches, and the branches bear fruit. The absence of fruit indicates the absence of life, and therefore, the branch needs to be cut off. Fruit-bearing branches need to be pruned in order to produce even more fruit. So in today's passage, Jesus encourages the disciples by telling them that they have been cleansed, they've been pruned by him, and his message of the gospel. Spiritual fruitfulness is always a result of being connected to Jesus and the life that flows from that through his Holy Spirit. So Jesus, in today's passage, reminds his disciples and then us that fruit bearing is a joint venture. It has to be initiated by him. He's the one who nourishes us, and the fruit is demonstrated in our life. Jesus says we are to remain in him. The word remains describes the partnership we have with Jesus. So first, it all starts, right, when we trust in Jesus as our Savior. Every fruit bearer must be connected to the true vine. And then second, we must persevere. We have to keep going, not quit, but keep connected to the vine. And then third, we must obey. And we can't do that unless we are connected and God is working through us. So what a partnership we have with Jesus, right? We are connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ. And through that vine, we, the branches, demonstrate life in our network of family and friends. So, Father, thank you for your life-giving vine, your Son, Jesus Christ. And help me to live in him today. Help me to demonstrate to those around me that I am all in with you, that I'm following hard after you, that I am connected to the vine that gives me life. Help me to show that today. In Jesus' name, amen.